Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
It is breaking news on KSL. Two loud booms echoed through the streets of Holiday early this morning as police blew up a bunch of old dynamite found inside a home.
A lot of people had to evacuate as a precaution. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live at the scene. Adam?
Amanda, there was a lot of smoke pouring out of this home near 6200 South and 2300 East. It's now looking just like a haze in the sky. It looks like firefighters are getting the flames from that explosion more under control. But they're saying that, or fire crews are saying that this started with a homeowner calling a friend and telling them that they had a bunch of what they described as ancient dynamite.
The information that we received was the dynamite was passed down from generation to generation. So how old it is, we actually do not know.
Captain Tony Barker with the Unified Fire Authority says they could not get it out safely, so they blew it up, again, as controlled as they could early this morning. A lot of people had to evacuate with this. While they're still investigating fully, Barker says they don't believe there was any malicious intent on the owner of that dynamite. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Matter of fact, the American Red Cross of Utah was helping out in that evacuation zone overnight. They set up an emergency shelter at Oakwood Elementary School on Highland Drive as a place for people to stay while police did their work. They say they'll have snacks and a place to stay as long as people need it.
Another developing story this morning. Thousands of chickens are dead at a major Utah egg producer after a barn fire. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live. Peter?
Amanda, there's no firefighters, chickens, or rubble here at the North Salt Lake location of Oakdale Egg Farms, but it was an inferno at the Oakdale Egg Farm in Lewiston, Utah, that brought down the roof of a barn containing 120,000 chickens. Cache County Fire Marshal Jason Wynn says the fire sparked around 4 p.m. yesterday, and the tin walls made it hard for firefighters to actually access and douse those flames. It didn't help that there were no fire hydrants either, and so the call went out for fire trucks to fly over from Logan and even Idaho. Firefighters were able to quarantine it to just one barn, but Oakdale at this location is one of the biggest producers of eggs nationwide, putting out nearly a million eggs a day. Reporting live from the North Salt Lake location of Oakdale Egg Farms, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
We know the question you're about to ask is, how's that going to impact egg availability and my prices? Well, at this point, we just don't know. Oakdale sells their eggs in 11 states, including various grocery chains here in Utah.
An inspection of the nation's milk supply has detected strains of the bird flu virus in some parts of the country. ABC's Lina Moise explains how consumers can stay safe.
After fragments of the bird flu virus were found in some milk samples, the FDA says the commercial milk supply is safe in part because of pasteurization, which heats milk to a specific temperature for a period of time. Officials saying even if virus is detected in raw milk, pasteurization is generally expected to eliminate pathogens to a level that does not pose a risk to consumer health.
In Texas, a farm worker was infected by the bird flu, which is only the second human case confirmed in the U.S.
Now KSL's top national stories this hour. The multi-billion dollar foreign aid package is on its way to the president's desk after the Senate passed it late last night. The same bill package also says that TikTok's parent company needs to sell the app or face a ban. Here's ABC's M. Nguyen.
Lawmakers in both parties say the Chinese government could force TikTok's owner ByteDance to hand over Americans' data or use the app to spread misinformation. TikTok denies sharing data with China's government and says it stores data in the U.S. But Senator Mark Warner says
they've not been in the classified briefings that Congress has held, which have delved into more deeply some of the threat posed by foreign control of TikTok.
ByteDance will have 9 months to sell the platform.
If TikTok doesn't sell, Americans will be unable to update or download the app. ByteDance is vowing to fight the ban in court.
The U.S. Supreme Court takes up another abortion case today.
The issue for the High Court is whether the federal law requiring hospitals to offer stabilizing treatment also requires abortions in states where the procedure is only permitted to save a woman's life. The justices are sure to seize on the meaning of the word stabilizing as they assess Idaho's abortion law, which has just one exception, to save the mother's life. It's the first major test of abortion bans since the justices thrust the debate back into state capitals 2 years ago.
ABC Stephen Portnoy will have updates on the case throughout the day.
Andy's here with your first look traffic.
And we've had slow spots. No major crashes on the freeway this morning, thankfully. So delays have all just been in typical areas, including Pleasant Grove northbound. Draper, and then some around 5300 South. The southbound drive backed up between Ogden and Riverdale because of road work, and then slow from North Salt Lake into downtown because it's this time of the morning. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
An Ogden man is accused of erasing time card information for hundreds of people after the company cut his job. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more. Michael?
Amanda, 22-year-old Justin James Garcia will be in court this June for this charge. Last summer, he was fired from automotive supplier Autoliv. The next day, payroll information for 200 other employees were erased. Ogden police say Garcia found a way to access and delete those records even after he was let go. 2 months' worth of that employee information was completely lost, and it cost the company more than $12,000. Reporting live, Michael Commits, KSL News Radio.
A man attacked by a grizzly bear in Montana made a return trip to the University Hospital to thank the docs, nurses, and staff that kept him alive. Rudy Norlander tells KSL-TV that he spent 5 weeks in the hospital after the attack, and this nurse says she's grateful he came back to say thank you.
To have someone remember you personally, it means the world, because it means that what you do really matters.
Norlander continues to receive treatment. He actually had to have his jaw completely reconstructed.
The Park City Council wants to discuss setting aside money for an Olympic celebration. Details from KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff.
It's being speculated that the International Olympic Committee will make an announcement about the 2034 Winter Games on July 24th of this year. The Park Record is reporting that a celebration is a potential item on the Park City Council agenda spending plan for the 2025 fiscal year. That fiscal year begins in July.
So far, a location for that celebration has not been named.
No accidents for I-15 drivers to contend with, but we do have slowing in a couple of spots northbound through Salt Lake County. We'll check it with traffic and weather together next.
Listen to KSL for news to get exactly what you want.
Stories about what's going to affect me.
Traffic. If I want to know now, I'll go to KSL Radio.
Hear the important stories, the stories that affect you.
On KSL News Radio.
Utah, it's Toy Hauler Month at all three Paris RV locations. We've gathered three of our top-selling toy haulers and are blowing them out to you this month for the same price you choose. Get the 2024 XLR Boost, the Open Range 25TH, or the Cherokee 24 RRT. Your choice, $29,995 or $304 per month. That's right, a toy hauler for only $29,995. Go to ParisRV.com.
It's Toy Hauler Madness at Paris RV.
Paris RV is your locally owned, family-run RV dealership. We strive hard to find the very best RVs for the price. With four locations, over 1,000 RVs in stock, 42 service bays, and four super parts stores, we're sure to help take your family on the best RV vacation. Check out our perfect family bunkhouse trailer, the 26BH, that sleeps nine, for $19,995 or $227 a month, zero down. Life is short. Enjoy it. North Murray, South Murray, Payson, and Pocatello. ParisRV.com.
Howdy, folks. It's me again. And surprise, it's tomato frenzy time at J&J Garden Center in Layton. Right now, all large-sized tomato plants are only $2.99 each. That's half price and grown from seed right here at J&J. And while you're here, pick up a bag or two of J&J's private label all-purpose premium topsoil to help strengthen your vegetable garden for only $5.98 a cubic foot bag. So come to the Tomato Frenzy Sale at J&J Garden Center in Layton, where they have the best products at the best price and the best employees, too. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home, J&J Garden Center.
Rejuvenate your lawn with a simple 5-step fertilizer system from J&J Garden Center in Layton.
If you're just jumping in the car, we had a strange story overnight in Holiday where there was some dynamite that was found and so volatile that they had to actually detonate it inside the house.
Yeah, they couldn't even move it.
The last time we talked with Adam Small, he's there, by the way, there was still smoke coming from this home near 62nd South and 23rd East. We'll get more on that story as it becomes available. 8:09 right now, though. Let's see what the roads look like for those of you that just jumped in the car. Traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Here's Andy.
And right now, if you're on North 15, expect delays coming over the point towards Bangor Highway. And then again, between 90th South and 53rd South, if you're not in the HOV lane, you'll have to hit the brakes once or or twice. We do have some increasing slowing on both north and southbound Mountain View through daybreak right now, and then northbound on Mountain View again in West Valley. Heather?
Traffic is pretty much at a crawl. Southbound I-15 as you approach 31st Street in Ogden all the way down to Riverdale Road. We do have construction in that area, but this seems slower than normal, so there may be debris or possibly a crash in that road construction zone as well. Once you get past it, you're back up to speed until you hit the North Interchange in North Salt Lake. After that, you'll be well below the speed limit trying to get into downtown Salt Lake. Eric?
Just a touch of northbound slowing in Utah County going through Linden right now, and a little bit in Springville between the two exits approaching 1400 North. That's all we're seeing, though, as far as freeway delays in Utah County. More or less, you're still going to be at a 30-minute drive from Santaquin to Point of the Mountain. If you're heading over to the freeway from Redwood Road, you've got a lot of congestion and slowdowns now in Pioneer Crossing. A little bit of 2100 North, but not as bad as many days. Monster winds can cause huge damage to your roof that you can't see. Don't wait for a disaster. Go to the Masters at MasterRoofingUtah.com to schedule your free windstorm assessment today. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Borderline summer-like temperatures today, folks. Something to smile about. 81 degrees, mostly sunny skies, and breezy out of the south. 53 overnight, mild. Tomorrow, 69 the high, with a slight chance for thunder in the afternoon. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now in Salt Lake City with all that sunshine, 61 degrees.
Coming up in just a moment, there is a new federal rule that will bar so-called non-compete agreements for most employees. We're going to talk more about that with Debbie Dujanovic just ahead.
Stay with us, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We're Utah's news traffic and weather station.
Can we talk about something difficult to discuss? Are you going through a difficult financial time? You have equity in your home, but nobody can help. I'm Jason Erskine with American Home Loans, and we have created the Bridge Loan Program to use your equity regardless of your credit at this time. The Bridge Loan can be used to pay debts, collections, IRS liens, divorce settlement, or just simply improve your property. Give us a call at 801-262-2221. This loan creates a bridge between now and a much brighter future. During COVID, one of our clients had over $85,000 on credit cards. Their scores were too low to borrow on their home. We were able to save them $2,000 a month, and after 8 months, they qualified for a conventional loan and improved their situation. Look, the consultation is free. Please let us see what we can do for you. Call 801-262-2221. That's 801-262-2221, or go to AmericanHomeLoans.com. That's AmericanHomeLoans.com.
NMLS 245422, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Doug Wright, and it is a regular occurrence. I'll have someone approach me. I'll have a friend call me, and they'll say, okay, let's talk about Kinetico. And I tell them about the experience Dee and I have had with two different systems in two different homes. And simply, Kinetico is the best. Now, I love to give these little science experiments occasionally. For example, now if your back can handle this, lift a 40-pound bag of salt just about to the height of your knees. Now lift the same bag to your chest 3 times in a row. Lifting 40 pounds to your knees once is easier than lifting 40 pounds to your chest 3 times, right? Well, you just demonstrated a major Kinetico soft water advantage. It is so much more efficient than anything else out on the market today. 2/3 less salt consumed in a Kinetico system. So I'd urge you to check out Kinetico, just as I advise my friends and acquaintances. The number to call is 801-576-8600 or go to softwaterutah.com.
For most of the people that walk in our store, it's been an ongoing, nonstop issue. They're searching, they're grasping at straws because they've been trying other products and they've bought something that they thought was going to help solve their problem, and it didn't.
You're listening to Beth, an arch support specialist at the Goodfeet store.
A client came into my store last year that has had plantar fasciitis for 30 years. He literally walked in with a handful of products and said, "This is what I've been wearing." I looked at him, I said, "Are you kidding me? I've been here for 14. Where have you been?"
For over 20 years, we've been helping people live the life they love without letting their feet get in the way.
I'm just sad that he spent so many years with so much discomfort. I helped relieve a problem that's plagued him for 30 years. I mean, how do you not go home and talk about that?
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Goodfeet store.
Stop by the Goodfeet store in Farmington, Riverton, or Sandy for a free fitting. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeet.com.
News brought to you by the Goodfeet store. The life you love starts here.
KSL News Time, 8:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
two big booms were heard in Holiday this morning after fire crews detonated old dynamite found inside a home on KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, a fire at an egg farm along the Utah-Idaho border killed thousands of chickens.
Third, it's traffic and weather together.
Got a crash on I-15 now blocking the HOV in the left lane as you go up past 90th South. In fact, it's right at that turnoff to 215 at 90th South. And traffic is backing behind it. We've also got traffic coming to a halt right before you cross 215 in Midvale, so maybe a couple of crashes. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
On the warm side today with highs in the low 80s, I'm Matt Johnson.
61 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
Let's check our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Outside the U.S. Supreme Court, protests as the High Court takes up one state's abortion ban. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
At the center of this case is Idaho. The state bans abortions in nearly all cases. It does include a narrow exception to save the life of the mother. But the Justice Department is arguing that even in states where abortion is banned under federal health care law, hospitals are still required to terminate pregnancies if the patient's life or health is at serious risk.
Doctors in Idaho say they are afraid to perform emergency abortions to save the health, but not necessarily the life of the mother. Protests of a different sort on college campuses across the country. Here's ABC's Stephanie Ramos.
It's been more than 200 days since the start of the Israel-Hamas war, prompting pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses, which are spreading. Protesters demanding colleges divest from companies they say profit from ties to Israel.
We're not planning on packing up and going home.
Digging in from Berkeley to the University of Michigan to the University of Minnesota, where police took down tents and made arrests.
Some say they feel unsafe on campuses. Today, House Speaker Mike Johnson visits Columbia University to speak with Jewish students. President Biden will today sign the new bill providing aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan and ordering TikTok's Chinese owners to divest. New rules from the Transportation Department mean you will be due some money if the airlines lose your bag or delay your flight.
Passengers must now get automatic cash refunds when a flight is canceled for any reason or delayed by more than 3 hours for domestic flights, more than 6 hours for international. But there's more here. If the airline changes any of your airports, adds connections, downgrades your seat, or even changes your plane to one that's less accessible for those with disabilities, those are all new reasons for cash refunds.
ABC's Transportation Director Gio Benito. You're listening to ABC News.
This is a story that caught our eye this morning. This new Federal Trade Commission law that would ban non-compete agreements.
Yeah.
And Deb, there have been a lot of them in our business through the years.
It's wild to think that 30 million American workers are under non-compete agreements, and probably a lot of people in Utah as well have been working under these things. And these are, in a nutshell, you know, you sign an agreement with your employer that if you leave employment, you can't go to work for the competition across the street, down the street, you know,
or you
two,
can't start
two
your
counties.
Own business.
You can't start your own business for a certain period of time. Usually in the neighborhood of a year, maybe they're 2 years. They're becoming very popular in the tech industry.
Yeah.
The FTC, which passed this rule on a very narrow vote yesterday, said it impacts 30 million Americans, nurses, fast food workers, security guards, engineers, veterinarians.
Fast food workers?
It's anti-free
food.
Market, isn't it?
Well, that's what the FTC is saying. They said that by Congress has given them the authority to navigate and issue rules that they consider unfair methods of competition, to deal with unfair methods of competition. So if you have a non-compete agreement, you can't go across the street for better benefits, for better pay, and you're forced to stay at your employer because you signed that agreement. The FTC is saying this new rule makes those agreements null and void, even current agreements, and prohibits employers from enforcing those agreements going forward. Now, it's already been challenged in federal court. So it sounds like the moment that the FTC, the ink dried on this new rule. Now, it doesn't take effect for a few months because that's typically the process. But I just read this morning that a lawsuit's been filed in federal court in Texas. So we'll see how this plays out. But we're going to go big in the David Dujanovic Hour on this. We're going to go live to New York for the latest on this new rule, and also speak to legal analyst Greg Skordas about the impacts, particularly here in Utah.
Mm. Ooh, good questions. All right, lots of people affected, and be listening today, as always, to David Dujanovic. This portion of Utah's Morning News brought to you by Revere Health.
819 now, traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
And right now, if you're on I-15, two crashes now blocking left lanes. HOV and the left lane are blocked on I-15 at 90th South. And again, right before you cross 215 up in Midvale. And so two areas of stop-and-go traffic to have to get through. Whether or not you want to switch to I-215, you're going to get stuck in some backups heading north through the valley. If you're getting on to I-15 in Murray, you're just fine the rest of the way into downtown. Heather?
Well, we do have delays southbound I-15 from 24th Street in Ogden, almost down to Riverdale Road exit. Some of this is due to construction, but there is a crash just before you get to Riverdale Road, which is over on the right shoulder, and there's a lot of police vehicles on the scene, and that is slowing people down extra during that stretch. Once you get past it, you're mostly at freeway speeds all the way into Salt Lake, just some occasional brake lights between Beck Street and downtown. Eric?
In Utah County, crashes aren't a factor, but you've got usual delays on Pioneer Crossing, 2100 North and Redwood Road if you're north of Utah Lake. And you do have a little smidgen of brake damping going on through Linden on northbound 15 heading up towards American Fork. Otherwise, everything else looking pretty good. Along the Wasatch Back, no problems heading north on US 40 from Heber City up to the Park City area. Use Superior Water and Air for all your HVAC and plumbing needs. Call 974-9090 or visit superiorwaterandair.com. Superior Water and Air. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast starts at the top of the hill with a high of 81 degrees today, breezy out of the south, and mostly sunny skies. Tomorrow, 69, slight chance for thunder, better chance for rain, and even some thunderstorms embedded on Friday. High of only 57 degrees. 58 a.m. shower possible Saturday, then mostly cloudy. We'll go partly cloudy, 63, rebounding on Sunday. Monday, we're already back to 71. Tuesday, 75. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
That is one sunny morning out there. Sunny downtown, 61 degrees in the 7-day forecast, brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Boy, it's a big week at the Supreme Court. Monday, it was homelessness. Today, it's abortion. Tomorrow, it's former President Trump's immunity claim.
Presidential immunity in general.
Yes, yeah. Right. So we'll have coverage of that tomorrow morning in this hour here on KSL News Radio.
This hour of Utah's Morning News is brought to you by Intermountain Health. And Amy Back joins us, an RN and Executive Director of Pediatric Telehealth up at Primary Children's Hospital. Amy, I'm glad we're talking about this today. We can sing its praises, but you see the benefits of it on a daily basis.
Good morning. Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Specifically for rural communities, too, where they've got some travel issues to get to, you know, to get to Primary Children's.
Correct. It has made all the difference in the world to be able to have a virtual option that will support, you know, care closer to home.
There's another aspect to this, and I'm on the website, intermountainhealthcare.org, that I hadn't thought about, and that is that rural hospitals lose much-needed revenue when people go outside of their community for this. And so as that circles back around, they're losing care, and so this telehealth kind of keeps people in their spot to even keep the medical help there for long periods of time.
Absolutely. I think it is a benefit for both, you know, the patient and the hospital, the local hospital, to be able to keep, you know, people in their local communities using the resources there, keeping the healthcare system healthy there, as well as getting the right care that they need. Again, we recognize that there are so many value adds to having care locally. Your community is there, your family is there, your resources, your job, all of the things that are really important to really that ecosystem of health.
I wonder too that if you can consult via telehealth with a local doctor, maybe you can avoid having to make the trip to primaries.
Absolutely. What we've been able to find is, you know, we've been able to offer virtual telehealth consults for pediatric subspecialties. So if your child is seen in an emergency department in your local rural community, they can telehealth into a subspecialist at Primary Children's to make sure they're getting the right same quality of care that you would get if you were in our emergency department at Primaries. So it really is a value add support system.
Yeah, even teleoncology, which I think some people might be surprised about. Look, there are states all over that are covered by this: Utah, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Nevada, and soon Alaska. Let's talk more about some of the services that are allowed next time or are part of telehealth. But again, there's a website they can go to.
Yeah, just go to intermountainhealthcare.org and look up telehealth. Good morning, baby,
it's a brand new day. Ready to wake up in a new destination nearly every day with Norwegian Cruise Line? Book today to get 70% off second guest to Alaska, Europe, and beyond. Plus, everyone can enjoy their vacation with free unlimited open bar, free specialty dining, and more. Visit ncl.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Offer ends soon. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
Dave and Eugenovic.
Representative John Curtis lived in Taiwan and Israel for years. He'll join us live today in studio to explain why living in these places made him support billions in foreign aid funding. Representative and Senate candidate John Curtis, today at 9:35 on Dave and Dujanovic.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Korean Air is in talks to purchase at least 10 Boeing jets. The airline has already placed a major order with their European rival, Airbus. It is good news for Boeing after the company has been through controversy after controversy the past year.
This is worrisome. More people are using earned wage access apps to get their money in between paydays. The service is being compared to payday loans because of the fees and tips involved. Some states are actually trying to rein in those fees.
Let's get a look at your money at this moment. The Dow is down 18 points. We're at 38,484. S&P is up just 9. And the Nasdaq's up 89, which is 0.5%.
Coming up, we'll check that drive, traffic, and weather together. It looks like we've got a mess in Sandy on I-15 northbound. Fire truck there along with a couple of other emergency vehicles. So stay with us. You've got Elevated Checking, don't you?
I do. I switched my checking over to a Utah Community Credit Union Elevated Checking because when I found out that I could get all of this stuff for free as part of my checking account, like I get cell phone protection, I have roadside assistance as part of my checking account.
Yeah, we were just talking about telehealth.
Yeah.
Telehealth is actually attached to Elevated Checking, which you'd never think about. Plus, they've got lots of food and fun deals, exclusive savings on travel, shopping, dining, you name it.
And one of the things that attracted me the most was that they do credit monitoring and identity monitoring. They even do a thing I didn't know existed called dark web monitoring. I feel safe with my money there at UCCU.
Well, we pay so much attention to interest rates are right now, you actually get a 0.25% loan discount if you're getting a new auto, recreational vehicle, or personal loan from UCCU.
I'm telling you, switch your checking over to UCCU and Elevated Checking.
Visit UCCU.com to open an Elevated Checking account or stop by any branch today.
Utah Community Credit Union. You're going to love where you bank.
You love the feel behind the wheel.
You'll love the new 2024 Acura MDX from Jody Wilkinson Acura. During the Spring Into Performance event, Acura is offering 1.9% APR. Lease the 2024 MDX only $589 monthly. For offer details, text the word Acura to 57500.
Jody Wilkinson.
Downtown.
Acura.
1111 South Main. You'll love the new 2024 Acura RDX from Jody Wilkinson Acura. During the Spring Into Performance event, Acura is offering 1.9% APR. Lease the 2024 RDX Super Handling All-Wheel Drive, only $459 monthly. For offer details, text the word Acura to 57500.
Jody Wilkinson.
Downtown. 1111 South Main.
Join KSL on the movie show this Friday from 10 to 1 at the Salt Lake NPS Store, 1600 Empire Road in Salt Lake City, mpsstore.com.
829, traffic and weather together is brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Northbound I-15, a problem, Andy.
Yeah, it's emergency traffic. We've got a crash blocking the HOV in left lane at 90th South, and the delay stretching back to Bangor Highway. Then there's a second crash. This one's only blocking the HOV lane up near 215. And honestly, if we didn't have the crash at 90th, this one up closer to 215 would be a lot bigger factor. But most of the delay is stuck behind the first crash that you'll run into as you go north. We've also got some 201 freeway slowdowns between 215 and Redwood Road. Heather?
And we also have a crash southbound I-15 right near Riverdale Road in the Weber County. That is over to the right shoulder, but it's also in a construction zone. So this has traffic backed up almost to 24th Street in Ogden. Once you get past it, you're pretty much at freeway speeds into downtown Salt Lake City with a good drive on Legacy and the West Side Belt. Eric?
I-80 through the mountains, so it looks good through Parley's Canyon, but once you come upon the Kimball Junction exit, if you go south on 224, you're going to have some slowdowns from almost immediately all the way down to the canyons area, and you've got to continue it. If you continue on I-80, you've got eastbound slowdowns approaching the Silver Creek exit. You can get into Park City from US 40 this morning. There's no real problems on Currents Boulevard if you're heading west. Down Utah County, now we have some major delays, it looks like, northbound from 1600 North and Orem up through Linden, heading to the Pleasant Grove Boulevard exit. Discover the power of hands-on learning at Tooele Technical College. With affordable, flexible, and achievable technical education, your future begins here. Apply today at tooeletech.edu. That's tooeletech.edu. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's going to be 81 today. Right now, 61 downtown.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Tonight, Utahns have the historic opportunity to welcome a new professional sports team to town.
It's part of a big party that's going to be held just across the street from our downtown studios. KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our team coverage.
For the first time in a generation, fans get the chance to welcome a new professional sports team to Salt Lake City.
We need everybody's help, and this is truly a community asset, and it is for the community.
That's Utah Jazz owner and owner of our new NHL team, Ryan Smith. Everyone is invited to a free event outside the Delta Center starting at 4 o'clock. The celebration then moves inside at 5:30, where you'll hear from the Smiths, who will introduce our head coach and the players. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Downtown businesses are hoping for an economic boost with the new team coming to town.
Businesses in Salt Lake City are excited to have another 41 nights of entertainment that'll bring customers into the Central Business District. The NHL has fans that do not necessarily cross over with Jazz fans, so there's the potential for a lot of new business. The Salt Lake City Downtown Alliance says entertainment at the Delta Center is responsible for 76% of the top 25 visitation days in the Salt Lake City area, whether that's because of professional sports, concerts, or other events. This gives them just one more opportunity to appeal to a new type of visitor.
The Downtown Alliance also says they anticipate this will also attract more hospitality businesses to the area, including hotels, bars, and restaurants.
KSL-TV went to Legends Pub and Grill to talk to sports fans about their thoughts on the new team.
I'm super excited. Look, I've never had a professional hockey team ever in my life, right? So the fact that they're coming here, I'm so excited to be able to cheer a team on.
Salt Lake Police say they are expecting big crowds in downtown today, so be prepared if you're driving near the Delta Center.
And just a reminder, Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news will originate right on the corner across the street from Delta Center starting at 3.
Today we're talking NHL hockey, but 45 years ago this month, the state opened its arms to the Utah Jazz.
The Jazz struggled in the Big Easy, as KSL.com reports. Owners were not happy that New Orleans seemed more interested in booking conventions at the Superdome, which kept the Jazz on the road for weeks at a time. Both relocation announcements came at the end of respective regular seasons, and neither team's home fans were very happy about it. At least one New Orleans fan called the move a dirty shame, while only this month, Coyotes fans jeered Salt Lake City during that team's final regular season home game. At the time of the Jazz move, owners of the original Salt Palace were flooded with questions about how to buy season tickets. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Tennessee is the latest state to approve arming teachers in classrooms.
Lawmakers in Tennessee have approved a bill allowing certain teachers to carry firearms in K-12 schools.
It would create a deterrent across our state.
The bill will allow teachers to carry concealed handguns on a school campus if they meet certain requirements.
ABC's Andrea Fujii says that school districts and the governor's signature is still needed before the bill becomes law. They are expected to approve it.
First look traffic now takes us back to you, Andy.
And it's emergency traffic. A crash on I-15 at 90 South has traffic backed all the way to Bangor Highway and Draper. Now we've got delays increasing between Orem and Pleasant Grove on North 15. And 201 freeway slowdowns heading from about 3200 West over to Redwood Road. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Temps today going to be well above average, and then it cools down tomorrow. And that really is the perfect situation for bringing our snowpack down safely.
That's because brisk weather after today's brush with 81 degrees will slow down how fast the snowpack melts.
So it's more of a timed release. That way we can get more water to the lakes, rivers, and even reservoirs.
KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says the rain helps too.
The rain we'll see in the valleys will help to increase the soil moisture, which makes the runoff more efficient that we get from the snowmelt in the mountains.
Streams could still be running fast and cold, though, and the National Weather Service warns Utahns to keep their kids and pets away from waterways during the melting season. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
The tennis courts and athletic fields at several Granite District high schools are now closed to the public after the district says people were using them as a dog park and leaving behind messes. Peter Bublik tells KSL TV he used to use the tennis courts frequently and he wishes the district would reverse their decision.
People are responsible and they take care of the facilities because, once again, they're in their communities. And I think because if there's a couple of people that left some dog poop behind, I don't think that that means that nobody gets to use it.
A Granite spokesperson says the courts will stay closed for now, but the board will revisit the issue.
Minneapolis city officials are trying to lure away the Sundance Film Festival. Here's KSL News Radio's John Brinkerhoff.
Last week, festival organizers announced they're willing to explore a move to another city when their contract with Park City ends in 2027. The Star Tribune reports yesterday members of the Minneapolis City Council voted unanimously to try and lure the festival away from Utah. Sundance organizers have set a deadline for a week from today to hear from cities interested in becoming the festival's new home.
Festival organizers have not said they plan to move, but they are willing to consider it.
Coming up in just a moment, we have an emergency traffic situation. I think, is that southbound I-15?
Northbound.
Sorry, northbound I-15 near 90th South. We're going to take a look at it just ahead.
KSL in the palm of your hand.
When the app came out, I knew that I could stream the radio station directly through there.
I just checked there to see if there's anything pertinent.
I regularly use the KSL app.
Get the app for KSL News Radio.
A partner is someone you can rely on. Someone who has your best interest in mind. A partner is there for you during the good and the bad. They listen, understand, and care. Revere Health is dedicated to providing care for your generation and the next. Revere Health, your partner in health, your partner for life.
My name is Case Lawrence, and I'm running for Congress. The chaos at our southern border is a national emergency. We can fix the border, but not with politicians who are more worried about their own political future than America's future. I'm not a politician. I'm a problem solver. I hope you'll join me. I'm Case Lawrence, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Case for Congress.
Tim Jr. here from RGS Exteriors. I want to tell you about our famous You Don't Need a Warranty warranty. That's right. It's a warranty you don't need, but we give it to you anyway. Let me explain. Most warranty problems for siding, gutters, and windows are caused by not installing stuff right in the first place. If you rush the work, cut corners, or use subpar materials, you're just begging for problems later. At RGS Exteriors, we don't tolerate careless workmanship. We slow down, focus on every detail, and use only the best materials. We prevent warranty work by doing the job right in the first place. That's why the 10-year everything guarantee we give you is also known as our You Don't Need a Warranty warranty. We absolutely will be there if you need to use it. But honestly, you probably will never have to. Done right the first time, that's the RGS way. For siding, gutters, and windows, call 801-280-3110. Or visit us at rgsexteriors.com.
8:39, we have emergency traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. And back over to you, Andy.
Well, Amanda, it's emergency traffic. They've been stopping traffic on the main flow of I-15, try to move some of the vehicles from the left side to the right side or push them out of traffic. But you still do have access to the 215 ramp from those backups. It's just the people who are going to continue, or at least try to continue on I-15 towards Midvale, that are going to stay in the backups and that are stopped up right now. The backing actually begins around Bluffdale from Point of the Mountain, essentially all the way to Sandy. Heather?
We still have a crash southbound I-15 just before you get to Riverdale Road. It is over on the right shoulder. Unfortunately, it's in a road construction zone, and it's just really adding to the slowdowns you generally have in that area coming out of Ogden. Now, once you get past the delays, which will add just about 3 minutes to your commute, you're going to be fine. You'll be back up to speed all the way into downtown Salt Lake. No problems on US 89 right now, even at I-84, where typically this time of the morning we'll see slowdowns. Eric?
Well, certainly the delays northbound I-15 through Linden are more than usual, but right now not seeing a reason why. We can't see it in the camera, but you are going to have slowing from 800 north in Orem all the way up to the Pleasant Grove Boulevard exit. Getting over to the freeway north of that, you've got your usual delays, Pioneer Crossing, Lee Heights Main Street, and 2100 north from Redwood Road to eastbound to the freeway. Did you know simple maintenance rejuvenates your asphalt roof for 30 to 50% longer? Don't wait for a disaster. Go to the Masters at MasterRoofingUtah.com to schedule your free assessment today. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
We're going to get a little bit breezy out of the south today. Mostly sunny skies, but warm. 81 degrees for a daytime high. Overnight, on the mild side, folks, 53, 69 for tomorrow's high, with a slight chance for thundershowers. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Now we're starting to warm up a little bit. 63 in Salt Lake.
We're going to be talking with the KSL's hockey insider, Jay Stevens, about the new NHL team and the party today, coming up in just a moment.
Stay with us, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. This hour of Utah's Morning News is brought to you by Intermountain Health, and Amy Back is back with us, RN and Executive Director of Pediatric Telehealth up at Primary Children's Hospital. Amy, I had no idea you could do tele-oncology, and the bigger thing to me was it's been around for a while.
Do we have Amy? No, she's not there?
Let's take a break, and we'll see if we can reconnect in just a minute.
Join Mike Stevens of Capital Wealth Advisors for Retire Right Radio, Saturdays at 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. That's Retire Right Radio with Mike Stevens, Saturdays at 5 a.m. and 9 p.m.
You know, Deb, you and I have had this conversation so many times. We think, oh, I wish I had a little more light here or maybe a ceiling fan there.
That's why we love Master Electrical. So anytime we have an electrical problem, we know we can call them and they will give us their upfront pricing guarantee.
Because we're not going to do it yourself. We're going to leave it to the professionals. And this upfront pricing guarantee is fantastic. I'm sure you've been bitten by bids in the past where they say, oh, that's going to take half a day. And then 2 weeks later, the bid and the invoice have nothing to do with each other.
Not only will you get their upfront pricing guarantee, but you'll never see an upcharge. Their pricing system simply won't allow it.
Master Electrical proudly serves from Logan to Santaquin.
They do everything that has to do with electrical, and they're always open, including for emergency services. The phone number to call is 801-543-2222.
801-543-2222 or check them out online at masterelectrical.com.
All right, we fixed the problem. Amy Back is back with us, and we're talking about Intermountain Health and the telehealth program. I mentioned, Amy, that I did not know you could do something like tele-oncology and that it had been around for as long as it has.
Yes, absolutely. Our tele-oncology program right now serves people over 18 years of age, but it has really changed the way we provide cancer care. And being able to get care in your local community provides so much support and value when you're ill and you need that additional support. So tele-oncology has really changed the way we provide cancer care.
What other kinds of things do you do via telehealth?
There are very many different tele-oncology specifically allows us to provide infusions and labs and medications all in your local hospital or community with the expertise of a cancer specialist from Intermountain Health.
That is cool.
And it includes the nurses and all of the support staff.
I would imagine it also cuts costs, and anybody that's gone through a cancer treatment, anything you can do to trim costs here and there is helpful.
Absolutely. I think the really quick and easy solutions are reduced travel time and all of the related expenses that comes with that. But honestly, we've been able to see comparable quality outcomes to in-person care, and you're able to be treated and supported by your family and community.
I know when I go to primaries, I see people there from all different states. Does the telehealth cover all different states too?
Absolutely. So on our pediatric side, we are in the early stages of really standing up pediatric subspecialty services that will support kids no matter where they're at, really supporting that, keeping kids in their as close to home as possible when we can. And so really building those programs that bring the expertise to the children and the local communities has been a passion of mine and really well supported by our Intermountain Children's Health administrative team.
Yeah, let's talk more about that the next time. But we want people to know there's a website you can go to. It's intermountainhealthcare.org to get more information. KSL News Time now is 8:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the days of Utah's snowpack are numbered, as rain and warmer weather can melt it all by early May. I'm KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston.
Second, police exploded some old dynamite in Holiday early this morning after it was found in a home.
Third, we've got some emergency traffic out there.
Two crashes on I-15, one at 90th South, one at 215, have got the HOV and left lanes blocked at both spots, but the backups are all behind the one crash at 90th. That slowing extends all the way to Bluffdale. And we've got a lot of slowing on North 15 from Orem to Pleasant Grove as well. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Courtesy of a south breeze, we'll push the mercury to 81 today. Then we've got cooler, wetter weather coming. I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, downtown 63 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
All right, let's take a minute and talk about this. This is going to be fun tonight. The big Welcome Utah NHL party is just hours away.
KSL hockey insider Jay Stephens is here in studio. Jay, it's nice to meet you in person.
I've been popping up on the radio, but yeah, it's good to meet you guys.
And you said you'd actually talk to some of the players who are coming to Utah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had a chance to talk to a couple of them, and they're excited to come. And like we were talking about, they're from winter markets originally. They grew up in winter areas, and they're excited to come back. And a lot of them love Utah and vacation here. And some of them are skiers. Not that they can do that during the season under contract, but yeah, they're looking forward to it.
You know, that's interesting because if you contrast that with the NBA, the complaint or the argument had always been that NBA players don't want to live in Utah, but these guys come from cold cities. They have a home in cold country, so this will feel good to them.
One of the players I talked to, I said, you know, are you excited about coming to Utah? And he's like, when I first heard about the potential of coming to Utah, I was like, do you mean to tell me I can live in Park City and drive, and I don't have to vacation in Park City? I can just live there and drive to work every day? He's like, it's the same drive, 40 minutes? He's like, I'm excited. Yeah, they're excited about it.
How do you feel, Jay, about the outpouring of people who have already wanted to sign up for season tickets? How many thousand did you tell me it was?
So I heard it was like 25,000, and then they capped it because they have to figure out what are we going to do. Our building has 12,000 unobstructed view, and then 16,500 is what they're going to shoot for with some less than perfect views. So for me, I was just like, this proves everything we've been saying for years. Like, Utahns, we're ready for this. We're excited about the sport. For some of them, it's a new sport. For some of them, they haven't seen it for years since they moved from their hometown, like you were saying. Yeah. It's like, hockey is amazing, and it's exciting. And if anybody even watched last night, the Stanley Cup playoffs, games that were on last night, every one of them was incredible.
Yeah, Ryan has decided he's going to keep the coach and the GM, and I guess for good reason, because if you haven't looked at this very closely, Coyotes really have one of the best young crops of players of anybody in the league.
Yeah, a bunch of first-round, like, high picks on the team. We have draft picks that are coming. We have young guys in the system. It's they are stocked and they are ready to go, and it's just going to take. We have, they have 13 guys returning, and so they have another 7 or 8 that they can sign. I know they'll sign some of the guys that were restricted free agents or whatever, but there's a lot of contracts there, and there's a lot of cap space. So I expect them to be aggressive and put something together right now, so that they have a deep impact. Because If they come in and start winning right away, more people are just going to be hooked.
Okay, so what are the names I need to learn right now?
You need to learn Clayton Keller.
Clayton Keller.
He's our long-term.
Love that name.
He's our long-term guy. He's an American kid. Played in the U.S. Developmental League, and he's just a phenom. Logan Cooley. Another American-born, just another phenom, and he's younger. Clayton Keller's 25, so he's not old, but we have a guy that was a sixth overall pick. That's that Logan Cooley. I think he was third or sixth overall just 2 years ago. And these guys are in the lineup making an impact right now. Connor Ingram's our goalie. And then Carl Vomelka is our other goalie, and they're both great.
Awesome.
They split equal games last year.
Well, Ryan said earlier this week that he's going to open up the pocketbook. He knows there's some big free agents out there, and he's not afraid to throw money at it.
Yeah, like Danny Ainge calls it big game hunting, and I think that's what you're going to see. They're going to go out for some big names, and there are some big names. Like Vegas has a couple. I keep bringing this up, but Vegas cheated the salary cap this year legally, and – like all the other teams have done it, but they cheated the salary cap, and they have three $8 million guys on the roster right now that they can't keep. So one of those big names is going
to
be coming.
That's going to be a big rivalry, too, between the Knights and whatever we end up being named here.
Yeah, absolutely. And what a fun way to pick a name, too, right? Like, I think I was kind of against it at first, but this he's doing a bracket. And everybody's gonna, and he says it's a community asset. Now he's proven it. Make the community name the team.
We'll see you over at 4 o'clock.
I'll be there,
Jay Stevens with us, and he'll be on the plaza at 4 this afternoon.
He was hockey when hockey wasn't cool. Jay Stevens this morning. All right, let's get a look at the drive. It's a mess, at least northbound I-15 south end here. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon, Andy.
And Tim, right now the emergency traffic is a crash I-15 blocking the HOV in left lane at 90th South in Sandy. 9,000 backed all the way to Bluffdale at this point, so several miles. There's some people who are over on Bangor seeing a bigger delay there now through South Jordan, trying to get through the 9800 South intersection, as people that probably would have commuted across the city to get to I-15 are going to stay with the west side. We've got southbound slowing now from 5300 South down into Midvale to deal with as well. Heather?
We still have delays. Southbound I-15 approaching 31st Street in Ogden down to I-84 interchange. That is actually due to a crash that was near Riverdale Road over on the right shoulder. That just cleared a few minutes ago, so speeds are starting to improve, but it'll take a few more minutes to clear out these residual delays. Now, once you get past it all, you might see a few more brake lights between Beck Street and downtown Salt Lake, but the rest of the major freeways in Weber and Davis counties are traveling at speed. Eric?
We got one northbound crash if you're exiting I-15 at Timpanogos Highway right at the end of the exit ramp, and if you're turning to go east on SR-92, that's where the crash is. No delays there. We don't have a crash. Apparently, we don't have a crash northbound I-15 approaching the Pleasant Grove Boulevard exit, but you have a lot of delays there, and that's stretching back to 800 North in Orme. Getting over to the freeway, also plenty slow on Pioneer Crossing and 2100 North in Lehigh this morning. Don't miss the Bedrock Courts bonus cash event. Get 8% same as cash allowance or 12-month 0% financing on any purchase over $3,000, including countertops, sinks, and more. Visit bedrockcourts.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast. We've got some cooler and wetter weather in store. Don't be caught off guard. Today's warm, 81, mostly sunny and breezy out of the south. Tomorrow, cooler, 69, and a chance for thunder in the afternoon. Into Friday, here's where you'll feel it, 57 degrees the daytime high and a chance for thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy and a chance for an AM shower Saturday, 58 the high. Already rebounding nicely, 63 on Sunday, partly cloudy skies. Monday, mix of sun and clouds, 71. Hey, we're back to 75 on Tuesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 63 degrees in the 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
We figured out another part of our industries here that are going to benefit from hockey.
What's that?
Dentists.
Oh, yeah.
Most of those guys don't have any teeth. From taking pucks and sticks to the face.
That's
just a thought. We'll check Money News next.
Being present and in the moment for family activities was impossible because Will Burt was so focused on the constant pain in his leg.
My wife likes to take walks. I always kind of dreaded going on walks because they hurt. The boys both play baseball. I coach their teams. I was going to do them and be in pain and be uncomfortable and kind of sacrifice my own health.
An old Achilles injury left Will coping with agonizing pain until he discovered the natural biologic treatments at QC Kinetics. No surgery or steroids. The procedure took place in the office, and Will walked right out.
I feel great. There's no pain. There's no tenderness.
Patients like Will are feeling amazing and living their best lives.
Ironically, just got off the golf course today, so I think that's a good telltale sign that the Achilles is feeling better.
Don't be in pain another day. Call QC Kinetics for your free consultation. Call QC Kinetics, 385-766-1987. That's 385-766-1987. 385-766-1987.
Are you ready for the security implications of Microsoft Copilot? Learn at the annual WebCheck Cyber Summit, April 25th. Register today at WebCheckSecurity.com. That's WebCheckSecurity.com.
Every year, we seem to have a few people trying to get our free furnace promotion after the sale has ended. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I know you want to save as much money as you can, but that's not how sales work. When they're over, they're over. Lucky for you, we still have a few more spots on our schedule we need to fill, so I'm extending the sale, but I'm not quite sure for how much longer. Definitely no later than April 30th, and once I think our schedule's full enough, I gotta pull these ads, so don't wait too long to call and schedule your free estimate. Just to recap, when you have Any Hour Services install a new air conditioner, we'll give you a new furnace for just the cost to install it. About $400. The furnace is free, you just pay the labor. So if your furnace and air conditioner are ready to be replaced, don't be one of those people that wishes they had called and taken advantage of our free furnace sale. The estimate's free, and we'll make sure you have all of the information you need to decide if our free furnace sale is right for you. If you think you might be interested, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7400. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Representative John Curtis lived in Taiwan and Israel for years. He'll join us live today in studio to explain why living in these places made him support billions in foreign aid funding. Representative and Senate candidate John Curtis, today at 9:35 on Dave and Dujanovic.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Markets are mixed in this first half hour. Dow still down about 80 points. That's 0.2%. The S&P off a fraction, and the NASDAQ is up 43.
It's still super slow heading from Bluffdale up to 90th South because of a crash there in the HOV lane. We'll check it coming up next.
This hour of Utah's Morning News brought to you by Intermountain Health, and Amy Back is back with us, the Executive Director of Pediatric Telehealth for Intermountain Health at Primary Children's Hospital. This may be a dumb question, but I've always thought of it, Amy, as a service for the patient, but it sounds like the docs and the nurses use it as much as the patients do.
Absolutely. I think you hit on a key point. We recognize that, you know, healthcare stress and consumer are aligned in the need to do solutions for virtual care, right? So getting patients and our providers the support they need to be able to do a hybrid model is really what the future of healthcare looks like.
And I wonder, Amy, you know, how often did the need to drive so far from a rural community, how often did that get in the way of people getting the health care and children getting the health care they need that this now addresses?
Absolutely. I think there was a real concern that people were foregoing care because they couldn't travel or couldn't afford it or couldn't get to the hospital that they needed to get the care. And now the fact that we can bring that care to them in their local community has made all the difference in the world. I think it really is how we have to start looking at healthcare for the future.
Some of these stats are impressive that you service 24 hospitals, but share the rest of it, the percentage of kids and the number of consults provided.
Yeah, absolutely. With our pediatric acute care consult service, what we've found is that kids who get a telehealth consult from a pediatric specialist at Primary Children's are less likely to be transferred to Primary Children's. About 50% of those kids that are getting consults are being discharged from their local ERs or being able to stay inpatient at the hospital in their community. pretty impressive.
That's just wonderful. I think what you're doing is so great for the whole state and more than us, for Idaho and Montana and Wyoming and Nevada and soon in Alaska. People can find out more by going to your website. That's intermountainhealthcare.org.
Advanced Window Products offers grabber window covers. High-end quality with the best warranty. Save 30% off when you mention KSL. 801-850-9100 or advancedwindows.com.
Ah, the life of a small business owner. Keeping the lights on, calling all the shots, and then there's workplace accidents. 500-degree ovens, rusty nails. Danger lurks around every corner. Workplace accidents can happen, but there is an easy way to keep your employees covered. Talk to your agent about workers' comp coverage from PIE or go to PIEinsurance.com and get a quote. Safety first, then PIE Insurance. Individual rates, offerings, and savings may vary. Subject to policy terms and conditions. Not available in all states and situations.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
It's emergency traffic. A crash blocking the HOV lane. Still I-15 at 90th South has you backed to Point of the Mountain. Heather?
A smidgen of slowing southbound I-15 just after 31st Street in Ogden. Eric?
And we got northbound slowing in Linden on I-15 in Utah County. Move over, Monet, and don't miss Park City Gallery Association's Gallery Stroll and Bouquet Builds Friday 6 to 9, where you're the artist creating your own take-home exhibit. Visit ParkCityGalleryAssociation.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
81 degrees, going to be warm this afternoon, and right now in Salt Lake City, 63.
Don't forget to tune back in this afternoon. Jeff Kaplan broadcasting live from across the street at the big NHL welcome party. Have a great day, Tim.
You too. Be back here in the morning starting at 5.